Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. Our General Well Servicing Senior Hockey Top 10 coming up at the end of the program. Before we get to that, we've got 13 leagues and more than 111 teams to talk about here on the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10. As always, brought to you by the Mainline Automotive Group. Barry, Shane, welcome back to this week's Senior Hockey Top 10. Who wants to mention our friends at the MAG?
Lots of stock, lots of used, lots of new, especially on the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We talked about it yesterday in the regular show. 15 grand off the Ram 1500s. Every dealership's got something different, but at the end of the day, they're all the same. And if you need a vehicle shipped from Kindersley all the way to Saudi or Watchers, they'll make it work, right? It's all the Mainline Group, the King of Trucks, worth the drive every time. What league are we going to first?
Let's talk about the Big Six, the big sexy working man's league, Southeast Saskatchewan. Barry, you going to get boots there tonight? Is that still in play?
Plan is to get out to Oxbow and figure out how to get from Estevan to Oxbow for the at least the back half of the game. Any ideas on that?
Horse and buggy?
44-minute commute. Yeah, out to Oxbow. But
take a donkey.
Arnduff in town tonight. Might be worth the trip to the Oxbow Arena. Could be some fisticuffs in that one, I think.
You're down there. You can't, like, the chopper can't just swing by and grab you. It's got to be even a quick flight. Like, just boom.
I would even hang on the
ladder. Yeah, just like hold on
the ladder. Thing. Yeah. If they had one of those, like in Magnum
climbing PI, ladders,
they'd send the ladder down. I'll just hang on one of those.
Throw it out 20 footer, just get you a little bit off the ground, buzz you over quick.
I think it's a good idea. If I wear a toque, the windshield won't be
bad. Wear a hat too. Keep the sun under your eyes just in case.
Yeah.
Sun's setting.
Yeah.
It's always sunny in Southeast Saskatchewan at 8 o'clock at night for sure.
Buzzing.
This time of year. It is brutal though. Actually, this is almost, we're getting down to the shortest days of the year. I can't believe it. Get home from work and it's already
tough.
It's already dark, but yeah, Big Six Hockey League. Barry might have boots. Don't roll out the red carpet tonight in Oxbow just in case he doesn't show would be my recommendation. A couple other good games going on this weekend. Carlisle home to Mydale, Redverse home to Kipling Winthorst. And then Carnduff and Oxbow double dip back in Carnduff Saturday night, tomorrow night. So home and home for those two rivals. And then Mydale gets Wawota on Saturday at the Harry O Arena. Mustangs looking for their first win. So that could be interesting. Wawota's 1-5. Mydale is 0-4-2. So we'll see if the Stangs can get their first win of the year. I'm guessing they do out there this weekend. That's my prediction. Mustangs get their first win of the year. You heard it here first.
Taking the midget double A team down.
Big dub. Is that the wrap there?
Yeah, I want to mention something next weekend, just in case we don't forget about it next week on the show. Entirely possible. Old Mike Schwain, weapon out there in Moosomin, sent us a couple of emails. They do such good work out there with their alumni on the senior hockey circuit. They've got a big event going on. So we should mention the Moosomin Rangers undefeated out there, 6-0. I think Redverse is 7-1. So the two top teams, December 22nd, the 2023 Rangers Wall of Fame inductees are going to be honored. You got Dan Davidson, who I think he might own the Red Barn, to be honest. Father of Dawson Davidson, who played for the Pats and the Blades like 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. Former SJHL weapon. He's going to be inducted. Doug Hunt, Damon's dad. Damon NHLer. Chris Light and Greg Light, brothers, going into the Moosomin Wall of Fame out there. Les Oliver going in as a builder, longtime manager and board of directors.
Lester.
And get this, fellas.
Lester Polyester.
They got a, it's going to be the Christmas game, right? People are going to be back home for Christmas. It's going to be absolutely buzzing in the Christmas lounge up
carols.
There.
Christmas they've carols, got, DJ.
They've got Fenton Martins, who I actually think hauls some equipment. I think I've had him haul some equipment for some customers out there. Fenton Martins playing electric guitar live all game. So stoppages of play. You got Fenton on the EG,
steel?
The electric guitar.
Steel guitar,
also,
or just electric?
Also, above the Zamboni room, Jason Light, one of the Light brothers, going to be on the organ.
Oh, Like the big pipe organ, like the pipes coming out too, and I'm just like, how's he buzzing this?
Now I've heard that.
Is it one of those ones where you can put on the?
Yeah, like you can synchronize the music to.
Yeah, I've heard these. I've heard Fenton and Old Lighter can absolutely slap out there. They can snap it around on the piano or on the organ and on the electric guitar. So here's my request. To those guys, play a little Wham, Last Christmas, Christmas game.
I was going to say, what famous Christmas song would they know? What would be the easiest? You would go Last Christmas?
I don't think that would be the easiest, but I think it would sound good on the organ.
Oh, it would sound good on the organ.
Play now, odds on favorite, what both of them can play and get away with or learn it pretty easy. Feliz Navidad. That seems like an easy one.
You need a trumpet guy. Yeah. I'm thinking Fenton is a big Santa, looked a lot like Daddy guy.
If they had somebody playing the saxophone too, like that would just icing on the cake.
Carry it over to the bar after, just walk down the street. A little keyboard guy would be holding it up like around his neck.
That would be outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we move on to the next league, I just wanted to mention, I heard that Mooseman, they're getting a lot of love this week here on the show. I've heard they've been been trying to recruit a bunch of players for a provincial run, but like guys on teams that are already in provincials. So they're like trying to poach, I think is the word. I think they're trying to poach guys off of rosters. That was just I'm trying to do a funny belterism there, but he's not even paying attention. Trying to poach guys, belts.
Poach guys, poach them.
In the Mooster.
Apparently some other teams, and we're talking in like other leagues, a couple leagues away, not too happy that Mooster.
Get them from BC.
Offering S&Gs for a provincial run, so.
One-way flight guy.
That's interesting out there. Another note from the Big Six. Have you guys heard of the town of Merrifield?
Yep. Yes.
I've heard that the Merrifield bar has the best steaks in Saskatchewan.
Nah.
Really?
Like three people in the last 3 weeks have made reference to me about the Merrifield bar for a steak.
Like, okay. Three people or like Sean Kindop and two guys you met, like legit guys. I want to know.
And like people that live in the
Southeast,
they would
know their steaks.
They're not from, like, somebody was like, oh yeah, like we're about 30 minutes away, but we always snowmobile there because their steaks are unreal.
Oh.
And then somebody else mentioned it, actually one of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. So anybody out there in like the home of Doug Sauter, Fairlight, Redvers, Wawota area.
Where is it?
DM us or tweet us. And
where is Merrifield?
It's the home of Brock Lesnar, fellas. Pretty sure.
Oh, so a little north there.
I feel like you're getting set up. Like you're going to go there and be like, hey, I'm here for the steak.
And you're getting a veal cutlet.
There's going to be a guy that like comes out of the back and assless chaps chases you around or something with a whip. I feel you might be getting set up.
He still gives you a veal cutlet with gravy.
Yeah. Somebody tweet us and let us know what this. Now I did hear somebody say that you cook your own, which doesn't seem ideal, but
just
somebody
a microwave.
I was thinking like maybe a fire.
Hungry man dinner. Hungry man dinner.
This isn't a joke, fellas. I've heard these things are all world. So somebody's going to tweet us and let us know. Merrifield
Bar. How long
did
I put it in for? 8 minutes on 10
live power. Live show.
High power.
Get Doug Sauter back in town.
Some A1 sauce.
I ran into Doug Sauter at Agribish and he said he would come back on, but I think he's back in Oklahoma now. But that's the Big Six wrap on this very high and tight 13 league.
I was just going to say, all right, one league down and we're 20 minutes in. Let's go to the Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. Friday night, boots on the ground. Raymore beats Balgoni 5-2. We gave away the player of the week. Tarps, we talked about it. Young Linford and Arthur Miller picked up Tarps for Raymore in the win. Hey, but also that night, Southie shaded by the Balcaris Broncos 7-6. Southie giving the Bronx all they can handle. How about Marshall Wilton? 2 goals, 1 assist. A little 3-point night for your Balcaris Bronx. Elsewhere, last weekend, Lumsden 5-2 over Bethune. And then on Saturday, fellas, really interesting one here. Milestone Grenfell game canceled. Like, what's with all these games getting canceled this year? I feel like maybe it's a ref.
Blue bug.
Maybe it's a ref thing.
Blue bug season.
But Saturday night, big shout out to the Bronx 6-2 taking care of business on the Lumsden Monarchs. Man, Lumsden's Jekyll and Hyde this year. Dawson McCauley led in all six for Lumsden. And leading the way, Paul Albers, old Albers, number four back there. 2 goals, 1 assist for the Bronx. So standing-wise, going into this weekend's game, Grenfell Spitfires are your leaders. They played 8 games. They got 14 points. Milestone, still that one overtime loss. Boz is saying they are the pretenders of the South.
Yeah.
5-0.
They got a loss. You keep thinking they don't have a loss. They have a loss. It was just an overtime.
I said an overtime loss literally 20 seconds ago.
You just said 5-0.
And I said, but they have the overtime loss. Go back to the tape, listen to it. Anyway, here we go. And the Broncos are nipping at the heels point-wise. They got 10. So that's your Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League rounding up. If you're looking for a little game to go to this weekend.
Neutral site, Melville.
Yeah.
Neutral site. That's the two towns that are right by there, Balcarres and Grenfell. They're playing at the CN Plex in Melville on Saturday. Neutral site. I think they've done it the last few years, actually.
7:30 puck drop in Melville there. So you can go take in that one. Big rivalry game on Sunday in the league, Lumsden and Bethune. But tonight, Friday night, the game I'm keeping my eye on, it's gonna get rowdy in Raymore. Because these two towns don't like each other, especially with what's going on with the teams and stealing players, or trying to steal players and trying to steal more players and wives and other shit, paraphernalia. Southey is in Raymore, 8 o'clock puck drop tonight. That's a good one. That's at Teddy Bear Toss night for Hope's Homes, fellas. Nice. You got to give a plug if you're going out there.
So good.
Live show.
Due to germs, we are asking for new bears, and please enclose your bear in a plastic bag.
Smart.
I think Fox a couple back. Businesses out there actually each donated like 100 bears. So they're humming. You can show up and buy a bear right at the game. You don't even have to rip into town and buy one.
Unreal.
And to a great cause, right? Hope's Home. Why don't we give a plug to those businesses? I think we should have them somewhere. Sorry, I don't have them. I apologize.
Plug businesses. Plug to them anyway.
Good local business.
Let us know who they are. We'll give them a shout out on the show, next show.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League roundup.
Beauty.
Hey, why don't we jump over to the Long Lake, one of the top echelon leagues in the province. Wadena Wildcats, still undefeated. This is a tough league to remain undefeated in for sure. No easy tests. Earlier this week, actually, on Wednesday night, Wynyard beat Lanigan 6-2. On Tuesday, Wadena got the Tuesday night win against Drake 5-3. So like I mentioned, Wyigans are still undefeated. They actually buzzed last weekend, too. They had an 8-1 win over Leroy. I heard some major turmoil going on with Leroy. Like one of their top guys got kicked out of like 4 games in a row. Cade Kehoe, I heard there was a big come to Jesus meeting in the dressing room. Like, tensions are high with the Braves. I don't know what's going on, but something's not
the 10Ks
not clicking.
The 10Ks are not dialing.
They're 2-5. What a disappointing start to the year midway through.
10 buckers, not the 10Kers.
They don't look great. Wadena's still the class of the league at 8-0, but Foam Lake's been sneaky. They're 6-1-1. And then Wynyard has played 9 games. They're in third place right now with 3 wins in 9 games. They're 3-3-3. That's crazy. Wynyard Monarchs have 3 overtime losses in 9 games.
I heard Wynyard pulled Tyrell Schulko kind of out of semi-retirement to come try and score some goals.
Interesting. Only a couple teams over 500. Watrous, middle of the pack, 6-2-1. But Wagon's kind of running rickshaw out there. Tonight for games, Wadena heads into Wynyard, probably beat him in overtime. That would be my prediction if Play Now had odds. Another overtime loss for the Monarchs. Leroy tries to figure it out on the road in Foam Lake. I'd be taking the Flyers on the puck line there, -1.5. Saturday, Wadena in Lanigan play the pesky Pirates. Leroy in Wynyard. So lots of big games every weekend. And Watrous and Drake one game each against each other Saturday night in Watrous at the Centennial Arena.
Quick rumor.
Sorry, go ahead, Shink.
Quick rumor, Drake is going provincials. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard they are going to take a run at it.
Well, they're we're up teams, right? There's like five more teams than last year, so I doubt. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, I guess, if they're one of those 45 or 46 teams.
Maybe all four teams in that Carrobert, Looseland, Doddsland soiree they got going on are going D.
Hey, I want to let's jump over to the Sask East because it kind of ties in nicely. Not that these guys play in the Sask East anymore, but rumor out of Bredenbury, they are in. Cue the Brass Bonanza boys. The Bredenbury Cougars are going provincials.
Yes.
No league team.
Nice.
Boys are firing up. That's kind of cool to see. Bredenbury going to be playing provincials, allegedly. Elsewhere in that league, Langenberg will be playing. Rumor is Rokenville, Rock City, not going provincials.
Come on.
So you know a lot of their top-end guys are going to be shopped out. Theodore is going in provincials. Kenora is still a maybe. And, yeah, that's the rumors out of Sask East as far as provincial teams.
Jink, we should try to get on a coaching squad somewhere. We should get coaching one of these provincial teams.
Lots of commitment, though, on weekends.
Yeah. Let's just coach like the final game. That's all we want to coach. Design the rings.
I think in Rokenville, we talked about that Taylor Thompson playing there. I think he's from, don't quote me on this, nobody snipped this and put a clip out there. I think he's from Bredenbury, so maybe he's Rokenville's not going, but Bredenbury is. So
is Bredenbury going D then?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I did hear a lot of Rokenville's other guys are going to Carnduff and Radvers and stuff. So, and then one of the guys from Kenora is apparently getting some S&Gs out in Foam Lake. But we'll talk more about this stuff in the provincial show that we'll have coming up in January when the draw is released. Another teddy bear toss to mention. The Priestville Pats hosting the Cote Selects on Saturday. They're doing the first annual Teddy Bear Toss toy and food bank drive. So if you're in the Priestville area, swing by Saturday night. They host Cote and bring some bears and some non-perishable food items out to that one. A couple quick notes in that league. I heard Theodore's been struggling with bodies. They lost a bunch of their guys, it sounds like. Taphorn Twins are done for the remainder of the year. With injuries, I guess they decided to call her quits. They also lost Curtis Decker, Dylan Johnson, Dalen Lamb, and Tony Roebuck.
Wow.
So, Belts, if you're looking for a roster spot, Theodore might be the place for you to go. But, you know, yeah.
Bane Shelter's phone has not been ringing.
They have a bus. They never contacted us. They're going to charter it out at the end of the year. But why would you leave a team that's got a nice bus? And they got bison head in their rink.
Game of the week is between them and Kenora on Saturday out there in the Sask East. That's our Sask East game of the week. If you want to run down, their website does great work on everything happening in the Sask East Hockey League. What's going on out there this week?
Shane, you're up. Mm-hmm. Which one?
Do you guys want? Let's go white mud. Let's get the mud over with. You still got the bell of the class. Or...
Bell of the class. Big ball guy.
Maple Creek, your boys there, Shank. They beat Cabri last weekend, 7-5, which I was a little bit surprised by, but they got her done. Leader took down Frontier 4-1. No surprise there. Shaunavon beats Leader again on Saturday, 7-1. Gulag takes down Cabri, and Etonia only beat Frontier 1-0. So either Etonia played at home with the wrong five, or Frontier is getting better. They're improving. I don't know, but everything's pretty tight. Everything's tight in the mud except for Gull Lakes on a feed. Sure? I think they're still going to run away with it.
You sure that wasn't a forfeit? Like, when's the last time we heard a 1-0 senior game?
Especially in the mud.
When's the last time we heard a 1-0 hockey game, period?
I did see a tweet about it.
Okay.
Like, it was an actual game. Franchi must have came to play. We've been chirping him a bit there. The goalie for Frontier, he must have brought his A game.
He was any good games? Not happy.
Any good games tonight or this weekend when you got your eyeballs on?
In the mud? Nah. I mean, Cabri Shaughnevin's probably going to be the best game you're going to see. I mean, Gull Lake's playing leader. They're going to absolutely shit pump them. Etonia Maple Creek might be a good game as well. So, Etonia Maple Creek, Shaughnevin, and Cabri be my two picks of the week out in the mud.
All right. See you later, White Mud. Talk to you next week.
Smell you later.
Let's go to Sweetland here. Wheatland, because I don't know what information you got, but in this game last Friday, in this game last Saturday, Tisdale hammers Hudson Bay 14-4. But the big story, 219 total penalty minutes. What the F is going on in that league? Did you hear anything, Brandon?
Saw a little bit of video that we shared out. Somebody tweeted at us, replying to our tweet. I think Tisdale was up large. I think Mario and Maury had about 9 points each. And one of their players cut to the net relatively hard, I think, and maybe clipped the goalie on the way by, which caused a bit of a ruckus in the corner and three or four fights going out on the ice. It was like halfway through the third period, kind of a line brawl-ish, I guess you could call it. So that was where I think a bulk of the penalty minutes came from. But welcome to the Sweetland Saturday night.
You get a 10. You get a 10. You get a 10.
Oh, like it's something else. I was trying to look at who maybe had the most penalties. Maybe this Kane Salmon fellow. First off, it's Salmon, not Salmon, you idiot. Kalen Salmon, he had a big misconduct at the end of it all. Yeah, just Kane? A lot of penalties. Holy moly.
Kane got a one-game suspension, instigator. Porcupine Plain and a guy, one-game suspension, major in game misconduct for head contact.
Porcupine Plain wasn't even playing. How did they get one?
Oh.
You mean Tisdale?
Sorry, boys.
Big PC. Yeah,
go to the Wheatland website and then click suspensions. It'll give you a nosebleed. I'm not sure. Oh, look at this. Four games one guy got. Four-game suspension for Brady Meir. Hudson Bay. Cody Chase, 3 games.
Jeez, fellas.
Who else? Devin Gerwing, Tisdale, 4 games.
Take a seat, Devin.
Reg Fortier, 3 games. I don't know if that's Maury's dad.
Reg. Like quarter of the season.
Mario.
Reg, he's got to be older. He's got other shit to do anyway. He's got other shit to do.
He's got his leather coat. He packed his leather coat. He's out. He's
fixing some sort of truck.
Got his water pump pliers.
It's spelt R-E-J. I just assume it's pronounced Reg.
Oh, Reg.
Reg.
You got a
big Reg guy.
So, you know what? That was a crazy game. Coming up, quick game if you want to take in something. Probably a St. Brew Lake Lenoir against Porcupine Plain, maybe. I don't know. Or if you like Sunday, Hudson Bay Tisdale, they play again Saturday. They won't have any, I don't know.
No players. Let's
see what see if you can do one better tonight. That's crazy. But you know what's really cool about the Wheatland this year? Tons of parity in that league. Like, there's no one really running away with it. You know, Nipawin's struggling, but they do have a win. So I like the parity in the Wheatland. So let's see. We'll check back in next week. We'll see how that game goes. It's a Wheatland roundup.
Hey, I'm going to get into the next league. I got a quick sponsor read, though. Quick something I said I'd mention on the show for weeks, and I've neglected to. So I'm going to mention it now. Doesn't fit into senior hockey at all. But on Saturday, January 20th, our friends at the Regina Trappers are hosting a party in partnership with Great Western. I guess it does kind of tie in with Great Western Original 16 sponsoring that event. Also, Graham's Tire sponsoring their event. But they've got comedian Kelly Taylor, former Fort Carlton Hockey League playoff MVP, as well as Canadian country music singer Chris Henderson, going on in the church basement. Nothing says getting shittered like a party in a church basement.
Fucking Nanaimo bars for sure. Oh,
St. Mary's Parish. Sure. Maybe there's going to be a service the next day and there'll be some egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, leftover. Gross. Leftover triangle egg salad, the little ones.
What? So good. What night is this shaker?
Saturday, January 20th, $40 per ticket or a table of 10 is $300. So you can get a discount if you bring your friends. Trappers are celebrating their national silver medal, as well as raising some funds for next year's nationals, as well as raising funds for 2025 when they will be hosting nationals in Regina. So we've got a lot of listeners and common friends, a part of that team. And I told them we'd mention it on the show.
And I also heard you get in free with a bottle of jar of Jerkins pickles or some bread and butter pickles. You get in for free too with the egg salad triangle sandwiches.
Definitely don't. Don't show up with pickles.
So good.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Okay, where are we going now?
Sask West Hockey League. I mentioned it yesterday on this show. Obviously, we know St. Walburg was in the Sask Alta. They, I said yesterday they fold, but they got kicked out of the league, not fold. Rumor has it.
Leagues. Yeah.
Well, I'll start with some of the players. Apparently, the brothers Dzerzinski are going to EDAM.
They're going to be joining EDAM. They were not getting paid, right? They weren't getting paid before, in quotation marks.
Allegedly not. I don't know that EDAM's traditionally a big, big S&G's place, but they're joining EDAM for a little bit of a run in the Sask West, so obviously that's going to give them a little bit of a boost for the back half of the season. And to your question about the Walburg Eagles,
yeah.
Now, I heard there was a thought that Walburg actually tried to get into the Sask West mid-year. Like, yeah, they were hoping maybe they could get. I don't think it ever went as far as like the league or a meeting. Like, I think the league was like, absolutely not. You can join next year, perhaps.
It was all in the pitch, boys. You should have called me. Just go in there acting like it's a freaking no-brainer. Well, of course, we're letting us in. And then you make them think that, yeah, okay, it's a good idea.
I don't even know if they got that far into it, to be honest. I think they reached out to the league and the league said, yeah, absolutely. Come to our meeting in April and we can try and get you in the league. I do think it would be good for the Sask West to add Walburg, though, another competitive team out there, because right now the Wilkie Outlaws are 7-0.
Rickshaw.
The next best thing is Kindersley at 5-2. And I've heard Kindersley's not as good as the last few years as of right now. So, don't want to crown them yet, but Outlaw is going to be definitely tough to beat out there with their veteran group.
Maybe that's this weekend, good thing for Kindersley not being good and then being better later in the year, because it's always been the other way. Also, is St. Walburg the guy that kept texting us and being like, "Hey, you guys are you guys are awful, and I hate you, and I
all blocked me." And we're like, "Who are you?"
And then, like 9 hours later, he's like, "You guys are awesome. Sorry." That's like he's drunk. He's the drunk guy texting his ex.
He took edibles midday. He took like a 50 mg edible midday, like, and then he started texting us.
Easy, Jekyll and Hyde.
The guy that you're referring to, I think we should just say, no affiliation with the team directly. It was not the team. I don't want to throw the team up under the bus any more than we apparently already have. Allegedly. I don't want any more cease and desist. I don't think DMs were directly tied to, but hey, he was like, yeah, you guys have me blocked, or people on your show have me blocked, and none of us have him blocked.
I don't even know who he is.
I don't know who you are, bud.
But you know what? I hope for Wahlberg's sake, they get into a different league.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
sure.
Be great for the community. And all that. So yeah, Sask West Hockey League this weekend, Friday night, Unity in Bigger. Nats have been buzzing third in the league right now. Hafford is home to Kindersley, the Don Ross Arena in the Battlefords. Hafford doesn't have ice yet either. Oh yeah, great rink. They're actually there Saturday as well. They host Unity at the Don Ross on Saturday. Lot of temporary homes in the old Sask West. EDAM, three stars are home with their imports. Listen to this, fellas. Games in Turtleford because of EDAM's ice situation. But if the brothers Dzerzinski are in the lineup, they're going to be playing against Kindersley, where they played the last few seasons. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes against their former team that they left high and dry this season. And then Macklin home to Wilkie on Saturday night as well, and then one matinee Sunday, Macklin and Bigger. So that's the goings on in the Saskatchewan West Hockey League.
Take the Nauticube belts. Let's get the knock the Nauticube off the.
You know, we're gonna go down that path. I had some boots on the ground out there. The boys told me you guys were talking about the Glentworth burgers. Allegedly, Cornax got a way better cheeseburger.
No, come on.
That's what I'm being told. So
sounds loose.
Is it in 2023? Is it that impossible to get these Glentworth burgers one night back to Regina?
Well, they're saying the Cornac ones are better now, so now I'm torn. I don't know.
Who is saying this?
Pierre.
I got a message
from somebody from Cornac
from down south.
Loose. This sounds extremely loose.
I'll send it to you, and then you can reveal if you want. But yeah, got a Twitter message. Anyway. Last Friday,
big news out there in the
yeah, buzzing down there. Cineboy, but hey, we'll get to Saturday here. Cineboy beats Gravelberg 10-4 on Friday. Here's the big one, boys. Rolo, we talked about it in our show, but Rolo gets their first win of the year. They beat Avonlea 7-6, and they come back. It was 6-1, came back to win that thing 7-6. So that was awesome.
When I was in Balgoni boots there.
Yeah.
One of the things I do remember, people were updating that game. They're like, oh, Avonlea's up 5-1 or something. And then all of a sudden, it's going to overtime.
So,
yeah. It was like 6-1 after two, I think. I think it was a third period
comeback.
Comeback. Awesome. Yeah.
Wow. So good on them. Saturday, though, Assiniboia rolls into Hodge. Hodge beats them 3-1 and gives them their third loss of the season.
Cash the over
on that one. And then the old department store, Glentworth beats Avonlea 6-3 Saturday. Yellowgrass. Oh, yeah, and Yellowgrass beats the Radville Nats 6-1, gives them their first loss of the season. So lots shake. There's a big shakeup going on down in the Nautica. You never know. Never know what's going to happen.
I like Hodgeville. They've picked it up this year.
They're buzzing. The one game I'm worried about Friday night, 8 o'clock. Oh, no, that's not the one I'm worried about. I'd be worried about the one on Saturday. Rolo's got to roll into Gravelberg. Is Ollie making that trip? I don't know. Is Clarkie making that trip? Old Bones JC, is he making that trip down there? I don't know. So that's the one I'd be worried about. My game of the week down there this week, Chink, would probably be the Hodgeville Gravelberg game.
Yeah.
There was one that was canceled, right? There's supposed to be a big game that got canceled.
La Palestre. I don't even know if I said that right, but that's what they call it down there. So the Hodgeville boys, they'll go down there. They'll be crushing cheese.
What is La Palestre?
La Palestre. They'll be playing heavy. The Gravelberg rink's called.
The Palace, man.
La Palestre.
The rink.
Cornac versus Assiniboia Radville postponed. Did you say that?
No.
Or it's not even on there anymore.
Not on here anymore.
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be a game of the week. It got postponed. EP'd. A lot of postponements going on.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome on the Nauticu. Let's move to the Sask Prairie Hockey League. And the towns of Battleford and North Battleford should be given some of these senior hockey teams a little kickback, because this league's playing games in North Battleford at the ACC as well. Obviously, Miota, right? Like to twirl there. So, and a lot of towns don't have their ice. And yeah, so Battleford's the place to be on Fridays and Saturday nights. But last week, the game I want to focus on here, Turtleford, 9-4 over Maidstone, leading the way for old Turtleford. Austin McDonald, 4 assists. Bailey Morin, 2 goals. Scotty Lear, 2 goals, 1 assist. And in the pipes, it was Avery Coop getting the win. So Turtleford there. Elsewhere, or let's go to this weekend, Radisson-Purdue. Interesting game, along with Miota and Maidstone. Those are your Friday night games. And then the one on Saturday, if I had to pick, I'd go Glaslyn-Miota. In Spiritwood, 8 o'clock puck drop. Sask Valley, and leading the league points-wise, because I know you guys are wondering. It is Austin McDonald from Turtleford. 18 points, only 3 goals, 15 apples. Don't be chiseling, Austin.
Big dish guy.
Make it legit.
He was a force with the Lloydminster Bobcats when I was doing radio there. Wonder where he's going to be signing in provincials. He played in Drake. The brothers McDonald played in Drake last year. Hung a banner. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Nielberg out there, the Monarchs. They're now my team. They're pesky. I like the Nielberg Monarchs. They're my unofficial team of the pod. Obviously, we gave their goalie, Bella, a player of the week yesterday. They were chirping me that I got some of the stats wrong on her save percentage, and I just replied back. I was like, fellas, 13 leagues, 112 teams. I'm sorry I said 930 save percentage instead of 940. But they said they've got some sort of a surprise that they're going to tweet at us on Friday. And I'm like, I'm not a big surprise guy, but they said, well, it's not for sure happening, but just keep your eyes on Twitter. So I'm going to be watching to see what's going on in Nielberg this weekend. Ever since that kid was smoking in his gear and his skates in the parking lot and then stopped in front of the camera and did the EA Sports, it's in the game video, I've had a lot of appreciation for Nielberg. There are weapons out there, but sorry to ramble.
Let's go do the Sask Valley all together, because last week was that crazy week. We didn't know what was going on. Dinsmore was one, and yeah, it happened like we thought it was going to happen. Keniston Friday night, 5-3 over Dinsmore. Word on the street, Keniston is the better hockey team.
They are who we thought they were.
Yes. And then on Saturday, Loreburn doubles up Eston. Eston, again, I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're, one week they're unbelievable, the other week. And then Keniston had to go back to back with tough ones. They were at home and they lose to Davidson 6-3. So coming off that high and that big win over the quickly exiting number one Dinsmore Dynamos.
It was a good run. It was a good run for the Dynashmos. I mean, they've only got one loss. They're still 8-1 in one of the top leagues.
Still a bunch of beauties.
Nothing wrong with this Davidson team really spreading it around. Like that game against Keniston, Prescott Sanger had 2 goals, but then Eric Gardner had 1. Braden Olazewski had 1. Sorry if I butchered your name, Braden. And Mark Walchuk with 1, Noah Schneider with 1, really spreading it around for Davidson. So, man, big games, right? And yeah, we got to give a quick plug that Craig doubled up Delisle 6-3. So coming up this weekend, tonight, Dinsmore hosting Lucky Lake, not a great game, but Kyle's back at it, and they got Loreburn coming into town. See what both of those teams are all about. And then tomorrow night, Davidson has to travel into the Crake Memorial. Note the start time, a 6 p.m. start in Crake. Must be a Christmas party or something, eh? Oh. Shootout after?
Shootout Christmas party? Kids are skating. Wives are out there.
6 o'clock, Crake and Davidson on Saturday. Did you guys hear anything about those, about the shakeup and the games and who's the best and anything there in the Valley? And in the Western Sales, Sask Valley Hockey League, John Deere dealers. Number of different Brandon knows them all.
Big three-way league. I don't know anybody's anybody's weak out there in the Sask Valley with those three teams. But yeah, the Western Sales locations. We got Rosetown, Outlook, Central Butte, Davidson, Bigger, and Elrose. Is that all of them?
Weapons. Yep.
Probably. They probably sell those fancy John Deere little toys for Christmas.
Well, for sure.
Get their kids. 100%.
Hyundai. And then clothing. Probably some nice hats. Right?
So coveralls. Yeah.
Looking for a quick last-minute present? Stop into any of the Western Sales dealers, official farm implement dealer of the Monday Nooner, if we ever go.
What if they got a nice thick green leather coat, right? Like the old hockey ones, leather sleeves with the, like the velour chest.
Three-quarter length.
Snap up.
Three-quarter.
So got to bring that stuff back. You got to get it back, boys. Get the armband, best defenseman.
I was going to, you know what I wanted to look actually quickly before we leave this league on if there is one. The 22nd. I was seeing how close they're playing to Christmas.
20 seconds, the closest?
Yeah, but
makes sense.
Wednesday, the 20th, not a bad game, Laura Byrne Davidson. We'll talk about that later. That's your Sask Valley Western Sales wrap up. Go to the four pack league.
The old four banger out there in the Crossroads Hockey League.
Wednesday, the Wednesday Nighter League.
The quickest and highest, tightest league to recap because rarely do you get more than two games in any given night. They did have a Wednesday Nighter, though, Belts.
Just there called Wednesday Night Hockey.
Wednesday Night Dodgeland,
Hockey. Yeah. Competes with Rogers Wednesday Night Hockey. Dodgeland 7-1 over the Kodiaks. Our buddy Joe Mama had boots on the ground out there in Dodgeland. What was shaking in terms of studs out there? This Dobson kid, Carson Dobson, I was going to say local, but I think they're all locals in the old Crossroads. 3 goals and 1 assist Wednesday night. So he was the top performer offensively for the Stars. Friday night being tonight, Looseland home to Corrobert for the third time this year, I think. That's the only one game weekend in the old Crossroads. It's funny, I was talking to somebody who used to play for Dodgeland. We're talking about budgets and
S&Gs.
And I was talking about some of the provincial runs back in the day. Apparently Dodgeland was ahead of its time in the early 2000s with S&Gs. Allegedly.
Esky.
Shaq. That's why Shaq's driving a Durango and has a big Merc like Aaron Miller when he got his signing bonus from Detroit.
I did not name any names. I just heard that they were ahead of the times. So now they're buzzing in the old local Crossroads league. Nice to have them back. What a league that is. We appreciate those guys and gals out there. Who's next?
I'm going to knock off the Twin Rivers Hockey League. And they made me look like a fool, guys. Like you guys said, don't get too close to the water. It's all about a memory now. Isn't that a song? It's all about a memory. Is it? You can't make love to a memory.
Can't make love to a memory.
That's like a knife.
Dalmany losing Friday big time. 5-2.
I can't believe you wanted them top three.
My God. Go ahead. Take your shots.
Top three.
Fire your arrows.
The Dalmany Sabres top three in the province, enough said.
Yeah. Ethan Renier or Regnier, whatever. 47 for Ostern. Just on fire. Kids on fire. Leading the league. 1 goal, 2 assists in the game. Ostern bounces Dalmany out of town. Take a seat. But it gets even worse for old Bearcat. Because sure as shit, Sunday, Dalmany goes to Shelbrook and loses. Oh, Sabres. I got egg all over my face.
You know what? They got a chance, though, to redeem themselves tonight. They're home to Willow Cree.
Yeah,
right? Kinda. Willow Cree, 9-1. Kinda. Now, this is the game where we say we were wrong on Dalmany, where they're going to prove us wrong and get a win against Willow Cree, I bet. The top 10 thing got in their head. Now they're going to buzz. Now that, spoiler alert, they're not going to be in the top 10 anymore.
You know what team a guy can't sleep on maybe in this league? And I've been so right with the Twin Rivers this league or this year.
The Rostern Wheat things?
Rostern, yeah. But the Allen Flames. I don't know. They're in that East Division, that sneaky East Division. East Division's obviously the weaker division. Birch Hills, Hanley, Clavette, Cudworth, Bruno. No offense to any of those teams in there. I'm sorry. I love that part of the country. But Allen is leading that one. So we're going to see when Allen matches up and they get a big test, a big, fat, juicy test against someone. Actually, they play Hanley on Sunday. Well, we know Allen's probably going to win that hockey game. But yeah, Willow Cree and Dalmany, let's see it. 8:30 p.m. tonight, Dalmany Arena. That is your 2020 Twin Rivers.
Saskatchewan, Alberta Hockey League. Self-proclaimed oldest senior hockey league in the province of Saskatchewan. How about our boys in Wainwright? We were high on them last year. Kind of fell off in the playoffs. Las Vegas got hot down the stretch. No bias to either of those teams, allegedly. No bias to either of those clubs. Just want to make that very clear. Wainwright is 10-0.
Oh.
They're buzzing out there. Second place in the league, the Paradise Hill Hawks are 7-2. Hillmond and Las Vegas are both 5-2. They've just played a few less games. And then everybody else under 500. But man alive, I had heard that Wainwright maybe lost a few guys. Not affecting them yet at all, 10-0. As for this upcoming weekend, absolute game of the week for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. It's always auction season. You got the Paradise Hill Hawks Saturday night, home to the Wainwright Rustlers. So I just mentioned Wainwright's 10-0. They go into P Hill 7-2, two top teams in the league. A little Saturday in action. P Hill, place is going to be buzzing. I think Paradise Hill is going to pull off the upset. I was going to say I'll be betting on it. I won't be betting on it because they do not have those odds on the Play Now Sportsbook. I wish they did. But I got the Paradise Hill upset Saturday night. Sorry, Wainwright. Good job, 10-0. I think that comes to an end this weekend.
What if Play Now could hire you to be like the odds guy for the senior hockey, a little side gig for you.
So I'm glad you brought that up. There's actually a Nooner listener and a senior hockey player from your neck of the woods, Belts. The Q, I think he plays in the Nautic Q.
Yeah.
He's like a big math guy, right? Mm-hmm. But he's a big sports guy. He is an odds maker for one of the sports books out there in North America.
That's cool.
And he said he wants to, you know, do something fun with us, maybe, and handicap some senior provincial matchups and stuff.
That'd be deadly.
But I think we should have him on because I'm curious how these odds makers, we've been betting on curling this week. Who comes up with these odds and how are they so accurate all the time?
Shink is like, I can see he's like writing down, he's like making his book, it's bookie. Like he's just lining it. He's going to start running it out of the basement. Mrs. S will be running the cash.
I love it. Let's get that guy on. Really good idea. What Play Now? Why don't you give a quick rundown on how people get on in Nooner, official sports book of the Nooner?
No one R
E R Nooner N
no one
E R. If you don't know how to spell Nooner, you're probably not responsible enough to use your game sense. PlayNow.com. Use that code Nooner when you sign up. You're going to get a hundy and free casino and sports book. I think it's 50 of each. All you need to do is put in $10.
Cheap.
And it's awesome. I know I've got some friends responsibly using it now. There's the curling. We talked about it yesterday. Curling going on in Saskatoon. I hit a 8 a.m. parlay today, Thursday. That was a nice little start to my day. Placed that before I started my workday. And that curling's still going on this weekend, fellas. I'm going to pull up a Friday line that I think my insider told me is a good play here. So you guys remember Rammer, right? Magnus Ramsfell?
Yeah. Yes.
We're hammering him again, boys. We have to take a -1.5, though. This is a 11:30 a.m. Friday draw. Okay. So if you miss before 11:30 on Friday, it's too late. But if you're an early riser listening, Magnus Rammer the Hammer is taking on a guy named Corey Dropkin at the Grand Slam of Curling.
So
-1.5 pays 1.84 on the decimal line. So if you bet $100, your return would be 184, less than double up, but auto, I shouldn't say auto because nothing's for sure, but we're riding the Rammer. The Rammer Hammer continues in Saskatoon in the morning draw.
If you do
want a good match though, Botcher and Gushu, pretty much a pick 'em. I think I'll take Gushu just because he's got higher odds against old Benny Heebs and Botcher out there. And then there's a couple of sheets. I've never heard of any of the names, but one of my curling insiders was saying about this Ramsfeld guy playing a no-name, what was his name? Shalinsky? I asked my curling insider how he knew it was a lock. He's like, Ramsfeld versus Shalinsky is like the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Dinsmore Dynamos. They shouldn't even be on the same ice, he said. So if you're into curling, you'd probably know that. But yeah, Hammer the Rammer, 11:30 a.m. Friday morning, two units.
Awesome. Love it.
Sorry about the long-winded curling talk. I come by it honestly based on who my curling insider is. That's all I'll say about that.
That's amazing.
Let's quickly run through some housekeeping things here. Last Mountain Distillery in Lumsden. Get on out there. Get some of that salted caramel whiskey before it's all gone. Great Christmas present. A few bottles of the cherry whiskey still around. Last Mountain Distillery, we love everything they do. And guys, since it's a senior hockey show, people are DMing us like crazy, wanting to know how they can get a Nooner shirt, a Nooner toque, a Nooner hat. The hats came in. They're in now. Extreme Hockey and Sport in Regina has the license plate shirts. They got green and black. And they have the black hoodies, and they have some toques, and they're soon to have a few hats. Or you can just DM us. But that is your best way to go about it. DM us or call Extreme Hockey in Regina for Nooner gear for your Nooner fan in your life. Get them a nice Christmas stocking stuffer or present or whatever you want to do. What leagues do we have left? Are we done?
I think we have them all. I know we did the Wheatland. That's always the last one. So the fact we've done the Wheatland, I think would be
okay.
All of them. Big Six, Crossroads, Long Lake, Nauticuke, Qu'Appelle Valley, Sask Delta, Sask East, Sask Prairie, Sask Valley, Sask West, Twin Rivers, Wheatland, and White Mud. I think we got them all.
Okay. I am going to give a quick plug here to the Tiger Hills Hockey League, Senior Hockey League out there in Manitoba. We haven't forgot about you guys. Leading the way so far this year in the old Tiger, Killarney in the Eastern Division. God, I love that name. Killarney's 9-1. Rivers in the West, they are the class at 8-1. So my question, I might get boots here, guys, in a game in Carberry in February. It's close to Brandon. Maybe it's
close to the casino.
That's what I was just going to ask. What's the deal with Carberry? Is it a dry town? Do they have a nice rink burger? February 2nd, I might go. You know, the casino, I see there's a casino close. What is it all about? You've been there?
Yeah, it's a pit of misery, that place. It was a quick trip with a substantial deficiency when I left that place. Little mid-afternoon trip home from Winnipeg, stopped in at the old,
Sandhills.
Sandhills.
Yeah. Okay. But
I don't know how to say this. I recommend it, but I don't recommend it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I may check it out. I want to see Carberry play, see what this league's all about, and possibly give out a player of the week tarp if the Tiger Hills, if Carberry's up for it. It's a February 2nd game. All right. So anyways, yeah, Killarney and Rivers so far are the class of the league. I like Verdon, though, surprising late in the season.
You know what I like about Verdon? Their junior A play-by-play announcer. What a weapon he's.
Some of this, some of that.
Oh, yeah, that guy's awesome. What a weapon out there.
All right, let's get into the senior hockey top 10 for this week for General Well Servicing and the Day Group of Companies hiring 1A drivers. Big money. If you're working for them all the time, Southeast Saskatchewan, DM us or get in touch with them. We love everything that General Well Service and Day Group of Companies does.
Let's, before we get into this week's, let's just do a quick rundown on what we had last week. Refresh everybody's memory, and I got it in front of me, so I'll buzz it off here real quick. Fellas, honorable mentions last week, Gull Lake Greyhounds, Miota Combines, Carlisle Cougars, and the Keith Ollies, or just Keith Ollie in general, not the Keith Ollies, just Keith Ollie himself. Number 10 last week was Foam Lake. Number 9 was Davidson. Number 8 was Keniston. 7, Dalmany. 6, Mooseman. 20 Ks. 5 was Grenfell. 4 was Rock City. 3 was the Wilkie Outlaws. 2, the Wadena Wildcats. And the number 1 team had their moment in the sun. It was the Dinsmore Dynamos. Went on to lose that night.
What song did I say they should play when they come out?
Electric Avenue, Eddie Grant, which you can't find on Apple Music or Spotify, by the way. I wanted to listen to that after, and I had to go to YouTube to find the real version. Everything on Apple Music was just rip-off covers, but great tune.
Really?
Yeah, it's like Garth Brooks. I get Garth Brooks anywhere but Amazon. It's like Eddie Grant's got a monopoly on the streaming platforms. But yeah, let's get into this week's top 10 and honorable mentions.
Here we go. Honorable mentions quickly. I'll rattle off those fellas from the White Mud Hockey League, sitting at 5-0, top team out there. The Gull Lake Greyhounds from the Twin River, the 9-1 Willow Cree Chiefs, big game coming up tonight. From the Prairie, it is Miota, undefeated at 5-0, and from the Nauticue, the Hodgeville Huskies with a record of 5-1-1. Those are your honorable mentions.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
All right, firing up the top 10, boys. I like these guys. Always a fan of their gear. 10-0 Saskelta, the Wainwright Rustlers.
Nine.
Number nine, what a fall for the Dinsmore Dynamos. They're probably actually breathing a sigh of relief they're not number one anymore. They've got that pressure off of them. Still in the top 10, number nine out in the valley.
Number eight.
From the Long Lake Hockey League, the number eight team in Saskatchewan this week with a record of 6-1-0-1, the Foam Lake Flyers.
They play out of the Flyer Dome. Super original.
Number seven.
Number seven. Boz is not high on these guys, but they're still buzzing.
I love these guys. These are some of my favorite guys.
I thought you said that you didn't think they got it in them all the way to the end, though. Mooseman. Oh, no, that was Milestone. Sorry. Mooseman or Rangers 6-0. Seven.
I'm a Mooseman guy. I like that town.
Big Milestone you're not a fan of.
Number six.
The only team in our top 10 with two losses, but when you win the amount of games they have the last couple of years, we can't lose hope that these guys are a wagon. Out in the valley, the Keniston Blizzards coming around 6-2, although they did just lose to Davidson last weekend.
Number five.
In at the number five spot, undefeated. From the Sask East Ice Hockey League, the Rock City Fellers.
The Rockefellers.
Rockefellers.
Number four.
Number four from the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League, the Spitwagons from Grenfell. They're 7-1-0. They're coming in at number four.
Number three.
We could have said this a long time ago. Well, we did when we mentioned Dinsmore was number nine, but we do have a new number one on the way here in a couple of positions. Not these guys, though. They do move back up to number three. The Davidson Typhoons, as Belter calls them, 8-1 out in the valley.
Number two.
Number two team in the province, Boz's boys. They're good. Undefeated. Looking strong again. The Wilkie Outlaws.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
And the number one team in the province, as predicted by the Monday Nooner fellas, from the Creamery, the Wadena Wagons. They're 8-0 in the Long Lake Hockey League.
Feels like it was almost a matter of time, fellas. They've been loitering around in the top five for a couple of years. Scratching.
Just clawing. Just clawing there.
They've been loitering around drinking free beer, leeching off all the other teams. I don't think they've ever gotten to the number one position that I recall.
Lots of pressure now.
How many twirls? 170 what? With this one? 175?
Five.
That is the first time I've ever heard loitering on the Monday Nooner.
I would argue that it has been said before.
Loiter.
Not a chance.
So, yeah, Wadena, the new number one. I've had some boots on the ground out there in the Long Lake. People who do not identify as Wadena fans said that you got to give this team their due. They are deep. They're good offensively. They got big, solid, steady D. Goaltending would maybe be their one potential weakness where they don't have a lot of pro experience. But their defense is so damn good that they don't give up any shots, and that's what I saw with my eyeballs when I watched them last year against Wilkie in the Provincial B North Final. So Wadena's number one, fellas. Here's a little nugget for to end off the show. Provincial deadline is come and gone. All reports indicating that Wadena and Keniston have both stepped up to go into A. So yes. What a beautiful thing that's going to be. You get those teams, all the Coppell Valley teams in A. Looks like A is going to be a bunch of juggernauts this year. Love to see those two teams step up into A this season. Love it.
Right on.
It's awesome.
Back next week. Have a good week.
Later.